And in our pregame show now, we're visiting with Mullen Broncos head football coach Wade Marsh, who joins us on KCNI and KBBN Radio. Coach, thanks for taking the time to visit with us. Let's just start with you personally, a former player for the Mullen Broncos. Now you're the head coach. Just talk a little bit about what that experience becoming the head coach has kind of meant to you.
For myself, it's been pretty exciting. Once I got the job last spring, it's kind of been full bore, just getting the guys in the weight room and getting going. You know, for me, playing here back in the 90s and always staying in touch and following, and then being able to help out when Coach Pfeiffer called and wanted me to help out as an assistant, you know, I jumped on that. So for me, a lot of excitement, something I've always wanted to do and had a ton of interest in, and jumped into it both feet here.
Coach, you talked about following the program and then helping out Coach Pfeiffer. I'm guessing that being able to help him and serve as an assistant helped you in creating relationships with players that I assume made your transition into the role this year a little bit easier for you.
Yeah, I really did. It was a pretty seamless transition, like you said. I've been assistant for 3 years and had been with these kids that are seniors now since their freshman year. So for me to have that experience with them and know that we've went through, I mean, a lot of good times with them and some not good times, but for them to know I've been there with them the whole time has been a pretty big key for a seamless transition.
Coach, we talk about your opener a little bit. I know it was a tough game on the road. You went all the way out to Hemmingford. You dropped a close one, 36-31. Just talk a little bit about how your team has responded from that. I know sometimes it's tough coming back from a loss, but how do you feel your team has rebounded from that as you start this week of practice?
You know, I think we'll be okay. For our kids, that's the first regular season loss we've had. We've had three undefeated seasons before them, so it's definitely not the way we wanted to start out, but I've been pretty encouraged with the way they came back from it this week. We got in, watched some film, saw a lot of stuff we can clean up and a lot of areas we can get better, and by just making some tweaks here and there. So, you know, the kids saw that. They're encouraged to get back to work and get better at the things we messed up on last week, and I've been pretty encouraged by seeing that.
Coach, let's take some of the positives, too. I'm sure that as you watch the film, you're like, hey, you know what? We did this well. What were the things that pleased you most in that first week performance?
A couple things we really liked. I liked the way our power run game went. We of course, lost Lane Edis last year and lost a ton of yards and touchdowns and everything he brought to the table. We had Spencer Denaire, a sophomore, stepped in, ran the ball really well for us, ran with some good power, busted a big one down the sideline, did some good things. I thought, for the most part, our offensive line looked pretty good, and we had a mess up here or there, but not too bad. And special teams-wise, we're really good on special teams the other night. So those were kind of a few things we took out of that game as some positives.
Coach, so many times we hear the term identity of a team thrown out there. Do you feel like this team is starting to take on its own identity, or is that something that will continue to build for you as you go through the year?
That's definitely something we'll continue to build on. We've got, you know, the other night we had six new starters for the most part on defense and seven on offense. We've got a guy dinged up right now. So we're young. I mean, we'll continue to build that identity, but we'll go back to what the Mullen identity has always been, and that's running the ball and playing defense, and we've got to get better at that. But for the most part, that's where we're going to start, and we'll continue to build off of that.
Coach, let's talk about your game coming up on Friday. Anselmo Myrna, I'm sure you've had an opportunity to look at them on film a little bit. Just talk about some of the things that they bring to the table and what are going to be some of the keys for your kids to be successful on Friday night against them.
Well, main thing that I see watching them on film is we've got to be disciplined on defense. You know, our defensive ends have to be disciplined. Our linebackers can't get caught looking in the backfield. They run a lot of dive option. There's a fake on about every play, so we've got to stay pretty disciplined there and read our keys and do our job. Otherwise, you know, they run several different defenses at us, depending on what formation we're in. We just got to be ready to adapt to that and do what we can do.
Well, Coach, we appreciate so much you taking the time out of your schedule to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday night.
Yeah, no problem. We appreciate coverage.
That's Coach Wade Marsh joining us on our pregame show.